Good morning. Good morning, TMC family. Let's go right to prayer. I want to thank you for what you have already done this morning. I thank you for waking us up this morning to a new day, Lord. I want to thank you for, I'm not going to wait until I feel better. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm not going to wait until the people say they're sorry. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm not going to wait until the pain of my body disappear. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm not going to wait until the finance situation improve. I'm going to thank you right now, Lord. I'm going to thank you for the people that got on the call this morning, Lord Jesus. Listen for a prayer this morning so we can go out and be a blessing to someone this morning, Lord Jesus. I'm going to thank you. I'm not going to wait until the children sleep. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm going to thank you. I'm not going to wait until I understand the experience of my life has caused me grief and pain. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm not going to wait till the journey get easy and the challenge removed. I'm going to thank you right now, Lord. I'm going to thank you because I'm not going to wait until life, because I'm alive. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm not going to wait till the difficult moment. Thank you right now. Lord, I'm going to thank you for the ladies that I talked to yesterday, Lord, that has breast cancer. Lord, touched them this morning. For the doctors going to say yes. Lord, I'm going to thank you for the De Leon family, for Artists International, Lord Jesus. I'm going to thank you for the ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and Dr. Vanessa Watson for saying yes. I'm going to thank you for the speakers that's going to deliver the message this morning, Lord Jesus. I'm going to thank you for the TMC family, Lord, for taking time out to get on this call to listen to, go out and be a blessing to someone today. Father God, I want to thank you for each and everyone. Lord, thank you. I want to say amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
I'm sorry, excuse me, praise God for you. Good morning, TMC family. This is LaShawn out in Delaware. I greet you all with kingdom greetings and with Jesus' joy, and I'm just so thankful that God has given us another day to say yes to him and yes to this call. I want to thank you, Minister Cox, for opening us up in prayer and greeting and seating God's children this morning. Welcome to the Master's Call, and this is your very first time on a call. We just want to say thank you for your yes. We want to welcome you to this call and invite you to come back again and again. And if this is not your first time on a call, we definitely want to say thank you for your yes and your dedication and love for the Master's Call. This call was found October 25th, 2010, by two victorious women of God. That's Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is the ambassador of Artists International. And we're just so elated that they said yes to the Master when he gave them this call. He also gave them a scripture reference to stand on, and that scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, we encourage you to start your day off in prayer. We encourage you to maintain your day in prayer. We even encourage you to end your day in prayer, just like we do with this call, because we know that prayer works. We know that prayer changes things, and we know that prayer is a language that we share with the Master in order for us to hear what he wants us to do, to hear his voice, and also to give him praise, the honor, and the glory. So we just want to thank you so much, God, for that yes. There was also a mission statement that was given to Dr. P.K. and Dr. Vanessa, and that mission statement can be found on our website. And the mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And I tell you, since I've been on this call, I have totally been enriched, enhanced, and empowered as a believer. And when we had our celebration call in October, we found that so many of you were also blessed by this call, and so many of you were enhanced and empowered and enriched as believers, and so many of you rededicated your life to God and found church homes and became really good friends with those on the Master's Call. So we're just excited that God is using this vehicle to bring his children together. Our website, it can be found at www.themasterscall.net, not .com, .net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. There you'll find bios of the speakers. You'll learn more about the call. There are prayer directives on that call. And also it encapsulates the message of the day on the first page. So we encourage you to invite a friend, a family member, a coworker, or even a stranger on the street. Attach it to your social media pages and allow people to be blessed by this call as well. It's a fully interactive website, so if you would like to send your praise reports or your testimonies or praise reports on that website, you can. But we also encourage you to utilize our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, which was founded by none other than Platinum President Dorothy Cook. And we are just so excited because that call not only excites us and gets us geared and started up for our day on a business aspect, but it's also led by artistpreneurs that are changing mindsets and changing their zip codes and just changing so much about the way that they think and look at things as far as their health and their finances. And we're just really excited, and we want you to join us on that call as well. That call is directly after this one, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 6:30 Mountain, and 5:30 over out in the West Coast. And that number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. And you may ask, well, what does Artist International have to do with this call, and what is a Platinum President? Well, we're so glad that you asked. Go back to the person that told you about this call. Find them. If you found this on a link on a social media page, inbox that person and say, what is she talking about? And they'll gladly minister the word of health and wellness to you. But just to give you a little bit, as Minister Brenda Terrell would say, it's only the best health and wellness company on the side of heaven. It is an awesome, phenomenal company that's changing lives each and every day on an international level. It is a debt-free, sold-out-to-the-Lord company, and I tell you, the products work. We cannot make medical claims, but we know what we know what we know. So we're just excited about that. Artists International distributors, go to your back offices and look at the latest promotions and what's going on. And again, if you're new to this call or if you want to know more about artists, please go back to the person who told you about this call and ask them to let you know a little bit more about Artists International. Well, we're just excited to hear, thus saith the Lord. I'm about to move out the way so this powerful, victorious woman of God can come on a line and let us know what God has blessed her with this morning. She is no stranger to the call, and we're just really happy about all that God is doing in her life. Dr. Pastor Lucille Farrell Scott says, by no means can any acceptable ideas for the future be manifested by the person who is not willing to take the chance and live fully in the now. Dr. Scott also says that she's committed to empowering men and women with purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. She believes that nothing is more important or more precious than the moment in which you are living in now. And she also says that there's a dance happening in your life, and she encourages you to take the lead. There's a stage before you and advises you to walk slowly across it while enjoying the applause. And there's a song to be sung that only you can sing. So sing it. You can learn so much more about Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott, but the most important thing about her is she loves the Lord with all of her heart, and she brings the word forth with boldness and with clarity. And at this time, we introduce to you Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Take it away.
Praise God. Praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And I give God praise and thanks for waking me up in my right mind. I honor those two phenomenal women that God gave this vision to, Dr. Peake and Dr. Vanessa. And I just thank God for the opportunity that is given to me. Anytime anybody gives me the opportunity to come before their tribe, I never just take it lightly. And so I'm asking that the Holy Spirit at this point will speak to my vocal cords and think to my mind, and it's just going to be none of me and all of him. This morning I'm going to talk about due season. And I know that we have maybe 5 or 6 more weeks before 2014 is finished. And so many times, many of us look back over the year, over our lives, and we we see regret or we see things that perhaps did not come to fruition. And I'm here this morning to have us recognize what Paul said. Paul said, forgetting the things that are past, we press. Forgetting whatever we did not do in June, July, August, September, October, and all of November, we press. And I hope that someone hears that this morning and you don't walk through the valley of discouragement or depression. You don't sit in the valley and look over and say, well, you know, I didn't do this or I didn't do that. God is calling some of you this morning like he called Joshua. And God is saying, this is the time to rise up and cross over. This is your season to rise up and cross over. This is not the season to sit in your valley. This is not the season to have a pity party. This is not the season to say, well, they done me wrong, or he done me wrong, or she done me wrong, or the whole world done you wrong. This is the season to recognize it is called due, and it is your season. It is called due, and it is your season. I'm going to say that again. This season is called due, and it is your season. Why are many of us not walking in that season? Because many of us are waiting for our due season, not recognizing that whatever season we are living in, it is our due season. And if I can get nothing else across, and I get that across today, I would have accomplished my assignment. So let's go to Deuteronomy. Those of you that have heard me or seen me or hear me speak any place, I love to go to the Word. Because after we are finished, it's good to be able to say the Word said. Not what Dr. Lucille said, but what the Word said. So let's go to Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 4. Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 4. You know, on my radio show, I tell everyone, get your fuzzy slippers, you know, get your hot cocoa or your coffee, and let's just sit down and reason together. But I know maybe some of you are saying, Dr. Lucille, I'm getting ready for work or whatever it is, whatever you're doing this morning. I just want to take the time to introduce you to your season that is called due. So let's go to Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 4. And it says, then I will give you. He didn't say your neighbor or your boyfriend or your girlfriend. He said, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your, listen to the word again, your threshing shall reach into the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. And if you go to the sixth verse, he says, I will give peace in the land. When you're in your due season, there is peace in your land. When you are in your due season, there is peace. Now, I want to take some time and explain this. The scripture was written in an agricultural society. This was a time of agriculture. People lived that way. And so many times we're reading the scripture, we're studying the scripture, and we do not make them relevant to us. But I want us, I'm encouraging you, I'm offering this morning that you make this scripture relevant to who you are. So when he said, I will give you rain in due season, you may be saying, but Dr. Lucy, I'm not a farmer. But do you have a business? Do you have a business right now? I heard the young lady that spoke before spoke about a business. But do you need rain? Do you need new partners? Do you need sales? Do you know that that could be likened to rain? Rain is blessing. He said, I'm going to give you rain in due season. How about the promotion on your job? And I want to offer something to those of you this morning. I'm going a little bit off script. There's a saying that people are walking around saying about your job. And I know certain things. We hear motivational speakers speak, and one motivational speaker will say something and it sounds good, and we all pick it up and start saying it. When you're in your due season, you are never just over broke. I want someone to hear me this morning. Do not say that your job is just over broke. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Because many of us use our jobs, the income we got from our jobs, to go into business. Many of us need our jobs to pay our mortgages. So I know that motivational speakers, it's a nice thing to get up and say, oh, your job is just over broke. But I want you to also hear what I'm offering. That is an affirmation that you are saying. And in the Garden of Eden, God had four streams. Any person with wisdom knows you need more than one stream of income. So if God has blessed you with a job as a form of income, please don't curse it and call it just over broke. Why don't you just say it is one stream of income that is coming in to my golden pot and bless it. I use my job. Every time I went into a business when I worked, it was my employment that I used to get into a business. So I was talking about due season. You know, I heard it after a couple of days ago, and it just hurt my spirit because you have thousands of people in this room, and this motivation speak, oh, just over broke, and people are screaming. I'm saying, do they know what they are affirming? I want you guys to think about it. Think about it. Your job is not just over broke. Your job is a blessing that is in your hand right now. Maybe you would like God to move you to another level, but don't curse where you are. And also remember, your job is part of your due season. And we can make of our due season whatever we want. We can make of our due season whatever we want. I'm going to let that sink in. Breathe deeply. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Breathe. He says, I will give you rain in due season. This is your due season. You are living in your season called due. And don't allow anyone to nullify the season that you're in. Breathe deeply, come on. Breathe deeply. Let's go to Deuteronomy. And I'm going to do two scriptures in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 11. Write the scriptures down, guys, because after I get off here, you need to be able to go back and read them for yourself. Deuteronomy chapter 11, and I'm going to start at verse 13. And it shall come to pass, if you hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. And this is what I love. And I will send grass in thy field for cattle that thou mayest eat and be full. Yes, I know you're saying, Dr. Lucille, I don't have any cattle. I don't have a field. Yes, but you have a job. You have a business. Hear me, somebody. And what this scripture is saying is that I will bless. And when God is saying he will send grass, it means that is increase. Because if there's no grass, the cattle would have died. So grass could also be likened to promotion. And I know many of you on this call, yes, you may be doing a multi-level marketing business, but you have your job, and you want God to bless your job. You want God to bless the people that you're working with. You want God to bless your community. And so when he said, I will send rain, that is a blessing. That is overflow. That is prosperity. Come on, somebody, open your hands this morning and just receive it. God sent me by to tell you, I am sending rain in your season called due. And you can determine if this is your due season. Your drought is over. Yeah, your drought is over. I'm Dr. Lucy, and I came by to tell you that your drought is over. God has sent increase into you, into your family, into your home. This is a time when you're going to get promotion on your job. This is a time when your business is going to be increased in profitability. This is a time, this may be the time when you can quit your job and do your business full time. I'm not telling you to quit your job, but I'm saying this could be. Look at your finances. What are you doing? This is the time when you discover your untapped opportunity. This is the time when you recognize the possibilities for your life. This is the time. This is the season. It is called due. Come on, somebody. This is your season to walk upon the high places of the earth. This is your season to take back everything the enemy took from you. This is your due season. I'm inviting you, I'm offering that this is the season you're going to make substantially more money so you could increase and enjoy greater prosperity, greater fulfillment. This is the time when you understand that you're not looking to the left nor to the right, but you're saying, I'm keeping my eyes like flint and I'm walking forward. This is the time that you recognize increased income. This is the time that you recognize, hear me somebody, in the Garden of Eden, there were four streams. If God knew that in the garden he needed four streams, how much more do we need? I want you guys to hear me. The more streams of income you have, the better your life is going to be. And do not nullify any of your streams of income. This is your due season. The farmer had corn. The farmer had cattle. Do you understand? The farmer had peas. The farmer doesn't just have one thing. When I was being raised as a child, in my mother or my parents' garden, I originally came from Trinidad, and we had a big garden in the backyard. My mother planted cane. She planted corn. She planted pigeon peas. Are you guys hearing me? She planted string beans. She planted cabbage and carrots. All those things we had planted in the backyard. And then we had a chicken coop. And in the chicken coop, every morning we got up and we went and we got the eggs. And once a week, my daddy would go outside and take up one of those chickens and shake them in his hand and cut the neck off that chicken, and we ate. So in the garden that my parents had, there were different things that they used. So they had the vegetables, they had the eggs, they had the chickens in one garden. So why do we think that we only need one stream of income? Let me go back and read that scripture for you guys. I'm having a good time, guys. I hope you guys are getting it this morning. That God wants you to have multiple streams of income. Hear what I'm saying? God wants you to have multiple streams of income. When you walk into the department store has multiple streams of income. Okay, I'm going to leave that for another day. Let's just go to the scripture. Somebody, what is Dr. Lindsay talking about? I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Multiple streams of income. Let's go to, where we are, in Deuteronomy? Right, let's go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. I love it. Because I want you to study the scriptures, guys, and be able to move yourself to the next level. Deuteronomy 28, verse 12. And this is a phenomenal passage of scripture. I'm going to start from the 11th verse. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. Guys, plural. See what I'm saying? Goods. He did not say he's going to make you plenteous in goods. He said goods. Plural. And in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Open your hand this morning and receive. The heaven to give the rain into thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That is some good stuff. God sent me by this morning to tell you, this is your time of increase. This is your time when you move to the next level. This is your time that if where you are is not where you want to be, you understand. But it's okay. It's okay. But don't nullify where you are. I need for you to understand that God wants to move you to the next level. So many of you say, well, Dr. Lucille, I've been here for a long time and I'm doing all these things and I have my business and business doesn't seem to be doing right. And I'm by here this morning to offer that maybe it's your thought pattern. It is your due season, but what are you thinking about your due season? Are you thinking drought or are you thinking overflow? I'm doing a great boot camp right now. The boot camp is a question I'm asking. And the question I'm asking is, how do successful people think? How do successful people think? Because your thinking will determine where you go. Your thought pattern will determine if you walk upon the high places of fear. If you think lack, guess what? You're going to get lack. If you think abundance, guess what? You're going to get abundance. In your due season, what are you thinking? I want to offer you guys that you join my boot camp. I was fortunate a couple of years ago in 1974 to come across a pastor that taught me that I did not have to live in scarcity. But before such time, I just assumed that my due season was a time of scarcity. But he came and pulled me out of a very dark, narrow, negative place. And I will always be grateful. And I want to offer that to you today. So if you're looking for promotion, if you're looking to get increase in your business, and you're wondering, Dr. Lucille, what is happening? It could be you're thinking the incorrect thoughts. It could be erroneous thinking. So give me an email. I'm offering tomorrow night a free complimentary hour teleseminar. So if you email me, lpmfs@gmail.com, I will send you the information you can get on my free complimentary boot camp for how successful people think. L is in Larry, P is in Paul, no, Dr. Dr. lpmfs@gmail.com. And we can chat together, and you'll find out on my complimentary boot camp how are successful people supposed to think. This is your due season, but your thought pattern could determine if you're thinking scarcity or abundance. I love you with the love of God. I thank you guys for being here this morning, for giving me the opportunity to share with you. A gift of God is your due season. Open your arms right now and welcome it. Welcome it this morning. God sent me by to tell you. He wants you to walk upon the high places of the earth, but you have to make a decision to know God can only bless you through you. He can only bless you through your thought pattern. How do successful people think? They think the way you think. Thank you. May God bless you. Have an awesome, awesome day walking upon the high places of the earth. Back to you. Thanks a lot.
Good morning. Thank you so much for such a powerful word. We're just so excited what God is doing in your life. TMC family, please excuse me. I'm really getting over a cold, but we're touching and agreeing that God is going to do a miraculous thing.
Amen. Father, in the name of— Amen. We speak healing right now.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, and we just thank you so much for everything you're doing in our lives. We ask you, Father, that you please bless those, God, who do not know you, and while you're doing that, Lord, watch over those who are homeless right now and those who are hungry. Father, we ask you, Father, to bless those who are going to have an empty seat this week during Thanksgiving. Let them know, Lord, that no matter what, you are there to comfort them. No matter what, their spirit lives through them, through memory, through thought, through smiles, through whatever, Lord. We just want to thank you right now in the middle of it, Lord. God, we ask that you touch our speaker today. Bless her, Lord, to an abundance and continue to bless her ministry, Father. Continue to bless those around her, Lord. Continue to bless her mind and keep her going with what she is doing that you have blessed her with, God. Thank you for refilling her, Lord, because she decreased for your word to increase, Father. We thank you for this call, the master's call. Bless Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts for their yes. Bless them, God, the overcoming, overflowing, Lord. We thank you, God, that this call has continued unhindered and uncontaminated since 2010, and we just bless you, Lord, for the call that we were able to hear right now. God, we just want to thank you for each TMC prayer warrior, those who were on before, those who are on now, and those you're going to bless us with later. God, we thank you for each and every person under the sound of my voice, and you know what we all stand in need of prayer of, oh God, individually and collectively. So we just want to say thank you. thank you for blessing us right now in the matchless name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you watch over us after we get off of this call. Continue to cultivate our minds and let us believe in our gifts and our talents and abilities, and let us know, God, that you were there with us each and every step of the way. We give you the honor, we give you the glory, and we give you all of the praise. In Jesus' name, we thank you and pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, we just want to thank you all for saying yes to this call. Again, Minister Cox, thank you for greeting and seating God's children this morning. And Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott, we just thank you so much for the word that you brought this morning from the throne room. And, of course, to our TMC listeners, we just want to say thank you for saying yes to this call. Directly after this call is the MMC call. That call, again, takes place at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, 6:30 Mountain, and 5:30 Pacific. Excuse me. Please jump on that call, 530-881-1300. The access code 539-598-pound. And if you want to hear this call again in its entirety today, dial 712-432-1085. Again, 432-1085. You can hear this call, and the access code is 957-677-pound. If you want to hear other messages archived, again, visit us, www.themasterscall.net. Well, this is time of the call where I tell you all to go out there and greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy and let people know that you're a Christian, not by what you say, but by what you do. I'm now turning the call over to Dr. Scott for our closing benediction.
Amen. Praise God. I want to speak healing this morning, guys. Let's all get our energies and our minds and turn our hearts and our minds towards us. We stretch our hands and we call for the healing power of God to move through her, not having anyone right now that needs healing in their body. The healing power of God right now, Father, we send that out in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you and keep you with health. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you with health. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance on you with total health. May God bless your going out and your coming in with all the health in the world. May God bless your lying down, your rising up, your labor, and your leisure. May your life today be filled with health as the blessing and the favor of God hotly pursues and overtakes you. May the health of God be with you today. Amen, amen, and amen. Be healthy. Be healthy. Love you with the love of God. Amen.